D'mai Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Halakech Yain Mibein HaKusim. The person buys wine from Kusim. So this is again before they gave them Din of Goyim. Now this is different than an Am Haaretz, because a Kusi, this is Vaday Tevel. Because here, Mestama, we're assuming that the Kusi is going to be selling this, because Kusim are makbid in things that they're going to keep for themselves. When they sell, like we said earlier, the Rav says, that they're choshed on lifnei iver loisi temichel, they don't care about lifnei iver, and therefore, we assume, almost vaday, that it's tevel, that he was not mafresh trumas and maisis on this, and you have to fix it. So, the case here, the Rav says, is where you either bought it during the day on, let's say, Friday, but you forgot to be mafresh trumas and maisis on it, and now it's bein hashmashos. It's after shkia, before tzeis hakochavim. So it's twilight time, and you're not sure, it's a suffix whether it's Shabbos or not. Or the case is he actually bought it at that time from the kusi. So Oimer, he says, shnei lugin shani osid lahafresh. Let's say there was 100 lugim total. So he says, two lugin that I'm going to be osid lahafresh, I'm going to be mafresh, harehein truma, they're going to be truma, va'asara meiser. Here he actually goes right to Truma. If you recall in the previous Mishnahs, first he says Meiser, Meiser, and then he goes to Meiser Sheni. But here we're actually talking about Truma Gedola, because by Demai and Amaretz actually takes off Truma Gedola, but here we're not dealing with an Amaretz, so you have to take off Truma. And now, the Levi now gives Trumas Meiser. So here, you don't take off Trumas Meiser, you take off Meiser and you do not eat it. Vasara Meiser, so here's the 10 that are Meiser. Vitisha Meiser Sheni, and it's Lav Dafka 10, because you have to give Meiser 1/10 of what's remaining after Truma. So it's not 10 out of 100, it's actually 10% of 99. And also Meiser Sheni, same thing. So again, Harehen Truma Vasara Meiser, Vitisha Meiser Sheni, and 9 of them will be Meiser Sheni. Again, it's Lav Dafka Meiser Sheni, it's 8.82 lug, and also the Meiser itself, instead of being 10% would be 9. 10% of 99 would be 9.8 lug. Meichel v'shoisa. So what does he do after he says all this? He can start drinking. Meichel means to start, or also means to pour. The Rav gives him shitas. Whatever it is, he's allowed to drink even before he's mafresh. Now here, this is different. He does not take hafrasha on Shabbos. That's why when the Mishnah doesn't say lamachar, doesn't say shani asid lahafresh lamachar tomorrow, because he's actually mafresh after Shabbos. He does not mafresh this on Shabbos. The Mishnah Rishon explains, because when a person before Shabbos, but bein hashmashos, calls it a shame, calls it a name, then on Shabbos itself, he's not allowed to be mafresh. Now, why couldn't he just be mafresh erev Shabbos? Why do you have to just call it a name and then be mafresh after Shabbos? And we'll see how that even works. Because once bein hashmashos hits, Chazal made sure, because you're not allowed to be misakin things on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mafresh this on Shabbos. And not only that, you can't even designate a specific part of it like we did in the previous Mishnahs. That's why you'll find by Meiser Sheni, there's no specific place, and you don't see any mechul almost by Meiser Sheni, because you can only do that if you designate a specific place, and they did not allow you to designate a specific place if you're doing this bein hashmashos. But Lamaisa, how does this all work? So this is Breira. The Rav says, and this is even on a Deoraisa, and the Rav says this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that we hold of Breira even on a Deoraisa. L'chayra though, when was he mafresh trumas and maisis? Mistamed happened bein hashmashos. So even though if he would do it bein hashmashos directly, I guess that's a brazen thing to do, so you're being misakin bein hashmashos. So here also, mistamed, what's really happening is bein hashmashos, it turned out l'mafreya, that he was mafresh trumas and maisis bein hashmashos, but since it only, he physically separated it after Shabbos, and then that made it dilemafrei when he called it what he called it. That's when really the time of separating trumas and maisis occurred. I guess that that's not a problem. Because the Rav is masha that this all is dafka bein hashmashos, but what would be if on Shabbos itself, he would do the same thing. He would say, whatever I take off after Shabbos and drink it, and then after Shabbos he's mafresh. I'm not sure that that would work. Because there, if you say breira on the mafreya, that means that he called it and he was designating trumas and maisis on Shabbos itself, retroactively. But bein hashmashos sounds like it's okay.